Item number eight, discussion and possible action on Upper Leon River Municipal Water District Temporary Water Resale to North Leon River Irrigation Authority by Brad Brunette, Central and Lower Basin Regional Manager.
Yeah, what we're asking for with this item is for approval to allow a temporary resale of water. And the reason we're bringing it to you guys is because to do it's going to require a deviation from one of the provisions in our BRA's water sale policy. So this is a map of the three customers that are involved in what we're asking for here. You've got the Upper Leon River Municipal Water District. This is Lake Proctor, by the way. And then the Upper Leon River Municipal Water District has a water treatment plant right here. They pump water out of the lake and treat it here, and then they supply treated water to Comanche, Hamilton, Dublin, DeLeon, and Gorman. They also have a contract with Stephenville up here where they reserve some of the water that they buy from BRA for the city of Stephenville, but the city of Stephenville has never actually begun using any of that water. And then just downstream of the dam, we have the North Leon River Irrigation Corporation, which is an irrigation corporation that supplies about 20 different farmers in this stretch of the Leon River down through Comanche County into slightly into Hamilton County. So those are the three customers that are involved here: Stephenville, the Water District, and then the Irrigation Corporation. So a little bit on the contract history. The Water Supply District has three contracts with BRA. They have an old 1972 agreement for 3,315 acre-feet per year. And then they have two system water supply agreements under which they pay BRA system rate. Now, those system water supply agreements were the first standard BRA contract form that we developed, I think, coming out of the rate case back in the 80s, early 90s, in that time frame. And so their system, they pay those contracts, customers pay system rate, but some of the provisions in the contracts vary slightly from our current contract form, which is a system water availability agreement. You'll notice on the district's 1999 system water supply agreement, it reserves 1,861 acre-feet per year of water for the city of Stephenville. And again, Stephenville isn't using that water, but they have been paying the district. I don't know what the terms of their agreement is with the district, but they do pay the district annually for that water. Meanwhile, the Irrigation Corporation has a contract with us for 2,909 acre-feet per year. And in normal years and wet years, that's enough for them. But in dry years, like we are seeing this year, they can't get by on that much water. They need some more. And so all three parties have kind of approached BRA desiring that we authorize a temporary resale of water that's reserved for Stephenville by the district to the Irrigation Corporation. So some of this this water right here that's in this contract of the district, they're wanting to resell part of that to the Irrigation Corporation. To do that, we're going to have to amend the district's contract to allow for irrigation use, because right now that contract only provides for municipal use. And that's where the water sale policy issue comes in. We've got a provision in our water sale policy that requires all of a customer's contracts to transition to our current system contract as part of any amendment to any of its contracts. And so that was put in place about 15 years ago to try to help us transition some of those older subsystem rate contracts up to system rate. So in this case, it would apply to all three of the district's contracts as a result of that one amendment. And again, two of their contracts, they're already paying system rate. And that old 1972 agreement, we're already negotiating that contract under provisions within the contract itself to take that contract up to system rate next year in September of 2019. The district right now, really, they're only trying to facilitate this deal between the city of Stephenville and North Leon River Irrigation Corporation. They're not really the ones driving it. They're just trying to help, you know, the city out with a little bit of a financial burden and help the irrigators out with getting some water. When we've discussed this with the district, you know, if we do require them to convert all three of their contracts to the current form, they basically said that that's a non-starter, you know, that they're not going to go to the trouble to do that. And the unfortunate thing with that would be it would be the city of Stephenville and the Irrigation Corporation that would lose out if that were the case. So what we're recommending is that we do go ahead and authorize the resale and with a deviation and not require the district to convert all of those contracts to the current form. There's really no financial impact at all to BRA because, again, if we require them to do that, they're going to say, no thanks, we're not going to do the amendment. The They're already paying system rate for two of their contracts as it is, and we're renegotiating the other contract, the 1972 contract, under the terms that are within that contract. And so doing this deal really helps out the city of Stephenville and the district, or in the irrigation corporation, and the district is just trying to facilitate it because that water is reserved for Stephenville within their contract with us. So I've got a resolution, but I'll try to answer any questions if anybody has any.
Is someone else later going to say they should have an exception also?
We try to be very careful about precedent setting issues, especially with our policy. And the thing that's unique here is I'm not aware of any contracts that we have where water is reserved specifically for a city, like the district contract has that water reserved for the city of Stephenville. And so that is a unique situation that applies to this situation that I don't think we would have in any other.
Read your resolution, please.
Yes, sir. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager / CEO to amend the 1999 Upper Leon River Municipal Water District System Water Supply Agreement to allow the temporary resale of water reserved for the City of Stephenville under that agreement to the North Leon River Irrigation Corporation for irrigation use.
You heard the resolution.
And I've got one more page to go.
Oh. Wow.
Be it further resolved that since the water being temporarily resold is reserved for the City of Stephenville and the City is requesting the temporary resale, the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority waives, for this purpose only, the Board of Directors policy, which would require the Upper Leon River Municipal Water District to convert its older Brazos River Authority water supply contracts to the current Brazos River Authority long-term contract form, which is the System Water Availability Agreement.
Move.
Rick.
Cynthia.
Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott.
Yes.
Director Bell.
Yes.
Director Zaccanino.
Yes.
Director Adams.
Yes.
Director Bennis.
Yes.
Director Bowles.
Yes.
Director Christian.
Yes.
Director Flores.
Yes.
Director Huber.
Yes.
Yes.
Director Johnson.
Yes.
Director Lattimore.
Yes.
Director Lloyd.
Yes.
Director Munson.
Yes.
Director Rankin.
Yes.
Director Smith.
Yes.
Director Tallis.
Yes.
Director Taylor.
Yes.